Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, today we study an ayah from Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 64. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the devil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing shaitan as he is expelled from Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights to him and to the ummah and to the entire human race one of the techniques and one of the methods that shaitan will use to cause people to go astray and to distance them from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah tells the devil, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. O shaitan, you will misguide and you will distance from me, from amongst the human race and from amongst the people, you will mislead some of them with your sawt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses with your sawt. Sawt is literally translated as the voice, with your voice. Mufassirin and scholars of tafsir explain what is meant by the sawt of shaitan, what is the voice of shaitan that he uses to misguide and mislead people. Al-ghina wal-mazamir, music. Through music, you are going to mislead and misguide many from amongst the human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the devil that. And you will take them away from Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why we find the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-ghina yumbitu nifaqa fil qalb. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, music, it creates hypocrisy in the heart. Now sometimes a person might think that, well, I listen to music, maybe it's not right for me to listen to music, it's haram for me to listen to music, whatever music it may be, I'm not allowed to listen to it, but I'm no hypocrite, because hypocrisy means to pretend to be a believer, to conceal kufr within the heart, and to pretend to be a believer. I don't pretend being a believer, though I listen to music. What is meant by this? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it creates hypocrisy in the heart, does not mean it creates disbelief in the heart, but it creates within the heart one of the most salient qualities and attributes of the hypocrites. And what is that? Allah says, إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. The hypocrites, when they go to salah, they do so with a great deal of laziness and lethargy. So that's what music does. It kills the drive. It kills the enthusiasm. It kills the desire to go to salah. It kills the desire to open the Quran. It kills the desire to remember Allah. It just kills within a person that urge and that drive to do anything that will enhance him spiritually. So that is what music does. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says it creates hypocrisy in the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that shaitan will mislead and misguide many from the ummah using this technique and using this method. What is the alternative? What will enliven the heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, استجيبوا لله والرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Respond to Allah, respond to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he invites you to that which will enliven your heart. The opposite effect. And what is that? The Quran. Listen to the Quran. Replace that with listening to the Quran and reciting the Quran. It has the direct opposite effect. It will create within a person the desire and the urge to do good and to come closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah grant us the understanding. Just one brief announcement, brothers. As we know, annually the Musalla creates a facility for people to discharge their fitrah. The compulsory fitrah that must be discharged before Eid. The facility has been created. That box, the lilla box, has been reserved only for fitrah donations. No lilla and no zakah. If you wish to contribute any lilla, you may use the other lilla box, which is found at the exit of the musalla. Jazakumullahu khairan.